You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Ironman. When I'm doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. It is a quiet time in the NFL. We'll have some mandatory minicamps here to wrap up things in the early part of the offseason. There'll be a waiting period. Teams will take some time off ahead of a training camp, and that's what we're going to do here. We're going to go through all 32 teams. Yeah, a good time to do that. Reset. We have a little bit of a break here, so barring any major injuries that we have coming along here, which are bound to happen at some point, and we'll have reaction to that, most of the teams are set up for what they're going to look like here on the field offensively for 2022. So we'll start with the Dallas Cowboys. We'll break them down today. The three core questions. So basically, we'll cover the three aspects of their team that you're looking at most here in fantasy football: the quarterback and what he can do, that's Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott and what is going to become of him here with his production, and then look at the receiver core, what is the main thing that we're focusing on with Dallas there. So we'll do that with all 32 teams. We're locked in here in all of them, so we will get to that on Locked On Fantasy Football here in the off season, the real off season, the NFL. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. All right, let's dive right in to the biggest question around the quarterback, Dak Prescott. How high can this guy score in fantasy football? Now, Dak is locked and loaded in every way. There's been things that have said that he can be an elite fantasy football scorer. We saw that a couple years ago. Then he had that injury. And we weren't sure how he was going to come back. And then he just totally lit up the league last year, fully healthy. He settled into that Kellen Moore offense. They made some adjustments along the way. He spread the ball around. Just a fantastic fantasy season there for Dak Prescott coming back there. And he was a worthy comeback player of the year in a lot of places. So when you look at that, Dak is now settled. The injuries a couple seasons removed now. He's got his contract. That drama's done and well in the rearview mirror. So Dak Prescott should be locked and loaded for a big year. As much as he liked Amari Cooper as a go-to receiver, once they had CeeDee Lamb in the mix, they wanted to showcase him a little bit more. Lamb is just a better overall receiver at this stage than Cooper is, and also with his inside-outside versatility. So with CeeDee Lamb, you're not losing that Amari Cooper route running at all, and now he's a comfortable number one. It was no situation there where you could determine who exactly was going to be the go-to guy when Cooper and Lamb were on the field together, and it was frustrating in fantasy football. So for fantasy purposes and reality purposes, I think Dak is more of a comfort zone, knowing who his go-to guy really is, who can line up all over the field. And then on top of that, with Kellen Moore, they realized, okay, we need to focus a little bit more on 12 personnel. So you have that. You draft a second tight end there in Jake Ferguson, who has some receiving upside here out of Wisconsin. So you got two tight ends with some viability there. In the receiving core, you lose quite a few people, including Cedric Wilson, and then you trade Amari Cooper to the Browns, but they rebound quite quickly here by signing former Steeler James Washington. He's now their number three. Michael Gallup still on the mend from his knee injury, so they hope that he'll be ready here as well. So those would be the top three wide receivers, but watch out for Jalen Tolbert, a rookie that has really looked good in the early part of the offseason. He's battling key reps with Washington there, with Gallup still waiting to come back on the field. So some opportunities for these younger receivers. But again, I don't see it spreading it and throwing it around here. He's going to trust his guys mainly. You had CeeDee Lamb being a big part of it. We know Gallup is a guy that he likes throwing to downfield on the perimeter. And then you have Dalton Schultz. They've really developed a great rapport over the past couple years here. Dak couldn't quite keep it going with him when he got hurt. And then Dak came back and really settled in. Schultz trusting him all over the field as a receiving tight end. So I think Dak is in his element. Again, Kellen Moore in this offense, it's old hat. He's been in it for a while. You like the experience in the offense. Dak himself has matured as a quarterback. He's about to turn 29 years old here this summer. So Dak is a veteran elite quarterback at this stage in his career. I know the wins in the playoffs haven't been up there, but that's a reality thing. But when we're looking at fantasy and Dak's production and just what he can do, not only with the passing, but also the running, as a big element in his game, that Dak has a higher ceiling as anyone in fantasy football here at quarterback. So keep that in mind. He's looking at easily 30 to 35 touchdowns. I mean, that's just an easy wheelhouse for him. I think he can build on that. He's going to get, you know, 3 to 5 rushing scores you would expect here this season. That's just a part of his game. And he does use his legs well in the red zone, playing off his own short passing and the running game traditionally here. The offensive line, I think, is actually a little bit better when you look at the swaps here. Terrence Steele taking over right tackle. You have the rookie there, Tyler Smith, with Tyron Smith on the left side. So I do think there are a bit of upgrades in different ways than Connor Williams and Lael Collins. So the Cowboys looking good. Offensive line is there. The running game should be a little bit better support here to set up the play action. The receivers are settled in into the grouping that Dak likes between 12 personnel and the 3 wide receivers and the traditional 11 personnel. And he's got comfort level with all the receivers out there on the field. He'll get there with the rookie Tolbert and the newcomer Washington, but those guys are going to be more what we saw with Cedric Wilson and Malik Turner, those type of players. You also have Noah Brown and their familiar face there for the Cowboys, creating some depth. And Simi Fiocco, a big wide receiver there that the Cowboys should look at for a bigger role here in 2022. So they've got some decent depth. It's a different kind of depth at wide receiver here, even without Cooper. They've got a little bit better there to help Schultz at tight end. So everything points to Dak Prescott having an opportunity to finish as a QB1 of QB1s on the board in 2022. All right, we will get into the next core question that involves the running backs and the backfield and rushing production of the Cowboys here in 2022. Before we do that, I have to tell you about what's happening at BlueNile.com. You can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Build the engagement ring of her dreams or celebrate life's special moments with fine jewelry. No matter what you're looking for, Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7 to help you make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And I have great news for you there. As a listener of Locked On Fantasy Football, you get $50 off a purchase of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement rings as well. Use the promo code Locked On. That's the promo code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Again, enter that promo code Locked On and you'll get $50 off purchase of $500 or more. All you have to do is go to BlueNile.com today to take advantage of this offer and get something special for that loved one in your life. This episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is also brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now possible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on the computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com right there at home and in your pocket with your phone. Why should you spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Just take a Honda Odyssey fuel pump. $353 from a chain store, $216 only from Rock Auto. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. Doesn't matter if you're do-it-yourself or a semi-professional. They have everything you could need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. I found a side mirror cover that was difficult to find for my Ford C-Max Energy. Also found a nice side console replacement there for my Honda Accord. So they're going to have some parts that you need as well. So go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. You can find them at rockauto.com. All right, we will continue the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football. We're taking a look at the core questions surrounding the Dallas Cowboys going into the 2022 fantasy football season. We do have an important favor to ask you here on the Locked On Network. We put together surveys so we can learn more about listeners like you and make your favorite Locked On podcast even better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Locked On Podcast. Go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey right now to get started. It won't take very long, and everyone that completes a survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. To take our audience survey, go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey. Thanks again for your help, and good luck in trying to win one of those Ticketmaster gift cards. All right, let's continue. Let's turn our attention from Cowboys and Dak Prescott at quarterback to what we can expect from Ezekiel Elliott running back. Now, I think the reports of Ezekiel Elliott's demise as a fantasy football asset have been greatly exaggerated. It's not as exciting and consistent as what we saw before. But again, we talked about a little bit how the offensive line made some quick adjustments there. The rookie Tyler Smith and Terrence Steele did a good job at right tackle last year, so they felt they could move on from Lael Collins. You still have your studs there, Tyron Smith and Zach Martin. And you know that Tyler Biadasz at center will be a little bit more effective as well. So look at the Cowboys. Their offensive line is fine. The passing game is going to open things up for the running game. They haven't had everything kind of come together for this team in quite a while. They've gotten a little too pass happy at times. They've been too conservative at times. We've seen that in the Jason Garrett area. They're trying to keep it kind of in the middle here. We still want to be very aggressive with the passing game, but also want to involve their backs consistently. And I think Elliott wasn't completely healthy here the last couple of years. He has been seeing quite a bit of mileage over his career, and that has worn down a little bit. But I think Ezekiel Elliott is pretty solid. I would say look at him more as an RB2. Some people want to drop and fade him really hard, but he's going to be that solid RB2. He's going to get decent enough volume. Tony Pollard is going to have some chances there in the passing game as well. But Elliott is still a very adept pass catcher. He stays on the field a lot because of his third down pass protection. So there's a lot of reasons to think that Elliott can have a bounce back season here. Just, again, maybe using that 12 personnel adds an extra blocker. They're a little bit more confident in that offensive line with the changes this year. And playing off that passing game, you can do the old pass to score, run to win, but that's also going to help Elliott score more in the second half. So what you need is more of those opportunities inside the scoring position for Elliott to get those touchdowns up, keep that passing volume somewhat up when they're checking down away from their three receivers, and early with Michael Gallup hurting, that might help Ezekiel Elliott be a key target there behind CeeDee Lamb and Dalton Schultz quite a bit. Pollard is a good change of pace guy, and he's going to be there, and he's not going to be totally ignored, and he's going to cut into the touches. But that, in turn, is going to help Elliott stay a little bit healthier, where he's not getting that 25-touch volume again. But you'll take 20 touches, and I think you can line that up as an RB2 here for Ezekiel Elliott. And again, Ezekiel is bound to be a little bit slower, but he wasn't a guy that necessarily exploded, keep in mind. He had a few long runs here and there, but he's a guy that would get those 5-6 yard bursts there, be pretty consistent, and all of a sudden you look up, he's well over 100 yards and is in a good position to score multiple touchdowns. So that's what we're seeing for Ezekiel Elliott. So I would not totally rule him out. I think his value is on the way down because some people are just down on him. He just has left a bad taste in people's mouths, and fantasy football scoring just been ho-hum, not all that impressive for people. But I think just having a bit of that offensive line recharge here, Pollard refreshing him a little bit, getting another whole offseason here to not be worn down, I think you'll see a fresher Elliott, a motivated Elliott here for the Cowboys. Some people say it's tied to his contract and just being kind of happy with that, but Elliott should be a little bit motivated because I don't know if the Cowboys want to push forward with him too much if he starts to show signs of decline here. Jerry Jones loves Zeke and he paid him, but he also is like guys like Felix Jones because they went to Arkansas, but they've quickly faded when they needed to. These running backs have turned to someone else. So we've seen that even with DeMarco Murray and that switch there. That was pretty quick. Remember how they were pretty high at DeMarco Murray and then it slowed down and then Ezekiel Elliott came along. So the Cowboys know when it's time to move on from a back. I don't think it's quite there with Elliott. I'm going to say he has one more solid fantasy football year left in him as an RB2. Then it's going to get a little bit more challenging. But he is a younger back. He came into the league younger, so the youth is on his side. The volume necessarily isn't. But, again, the circumstances of this Cowboys offense being explosive and openings up and the scoring opportunities there in the red zone just to punch a few in, the touchdown dependency, is okay. That's a fine thing we'll take. We didn't cry about James Conner scoring all those touchdowns last year for Arizona playing off the spread passing game and the ability to finish pretty strong with Kyler Murray there. So we'll take it. I mean, sometimes Elliott needs support just much like we would say a quarterback does. This quarterback is lifted and propped up by his offensive skill players. Just like that, a running back can be propped up by the dangers in the passing game. The role, if he gets enough balls to catch there, and complementary in the running game, and then the offensive line also playing a big factor. And I think another thing you'll have to see from Ezekiel Elliott is the game script being rather positive in a lot of games. The Cowboys are going to come out to leads. That's what I said. Pass to score, run to win. Run to win means putting the game away and rushing pretty well for chunks. So they've had the wide open feel with Kellen Moore. They've had the very conservative approach, the ball control with Jason Garrett. I think it meets somewhere in the middle, and it's going to help Dak Prescott push to the top of the QB1 scoring and keep Ezekiel Elliott as an RB2 with some major upside here in 2022. All right, our final segment, we will focus in on the biggest question surrounding the wide receiver core of the Dallas Cowboys here for 2022. Before we do that, I got to tell you, there's a lot of action going on, even though there's no NFL games. We know there's some NFL futures that you can check out. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. You can find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's NBA Finals here, the matchup between the Celtics and Warriors. It's going to go a long way, it looks like, as they're tied at one here after the first two games. The conference finals there in the quest for the Stanley Cup in the NHL are heating up here with the Rangers and Lightning. The Lightning getting on the board there with their win, and it's going to be an exciting series on both fronts here as we get closer to handing out the Stanley Cup. Major League Baseball inches towards the All-Star break, and now you have basically 2 months of the season done, so the action is hotter there. So, of course, all the latest news on those sports, as well as what's going on in combat with MMA, UFC, and boxing. You can find them all at BetOnline. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use a mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to wrap up the show looking at our 2022 Dallas Cowboys, previewing them from a fantasy football perspective. Don't worry, this is just the first team on our board here. So we'll get through all 32 teams. We're going alphabetical order, starting with the NFC East. So just to give you a loose programming schedule here, we'll have fewer shows. We won't be on every day here in June, but this is how we'll kind of break it down for you. We'll go alphabetical order, so we'll go the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, and Commanders by the city there. So we'll break those four teams down for you from the NFC East. Then we'll go NFC North, NFC South, NFC West. We'll do it all again, AFC East, AFC North, AFC South, and AFC West. So plan accordingly. We will get to your team or all the teams that you're interested in here in fantasy football because they're all somewhat interesting as we try to find value and the best draft picks from all the clubs as we build our roster overall for our fantasy football team. So that's what we're doing here on Locked On Fantasy Football, advanced scouting for you. All right, one last question is CeeDee Lamb. How big of a role is CeeDee Lamb going to have? Now, the stars seem to be aligning here for CeeDee with no Amari Cooper, so that confirms that they're going on with CeeDee Lamb as their number one here and ready to pay him a big contract coming up. They keep Michael Gallup, so Amari Cooper had to be sacrificed there to make sure Gallup was okay. They're working on the contract with Dalton Schultz at tight end. He's franchise tag, going to play under it at first. It's a pretty good deal, but he wants to be long-term because he realizes now that he's a big part of the Cowboys' plans as long as Prescott and Kellen Moore are leading up the offense. So looking at that, you have Lamb, again, clear number one target as Gallup kind of recovers from that injury. Schultz might see a little bit of work cut in by Ferguson being in there in the 12 personnel, the rookie from Wisconsin. Your other options right now, James Washington, learning the offense coming over from the Steelers. Jalen Tolbert's a rookie. Noah Brown has been just a depth guy here right now. We've talked about this receiving core. So, again, Dak is going to lock into CeeDee Lamb quite a bit, and Lamb can have a big season here. There has been physical comparisons to Lamb and DeAndre Hopkins, kind of the receiver that can do a little bit of everything, get open, scheme themselves in whatever kind of route running, outside or inside. He's a good red zone option. He's a good field stretcher at times there. But he should dominate targets here. Just lines up there without Cooper. You just have those vacated targets there. Gallup might have trouble filling some of those up early in the season. Washington Tolbert are going to do it by committee here. And Schultz can only do so much. So CeeDee Lamb is primed for a big, big year when the ball's not going to him. I think it'll be spread around pretty evenly here. So Lamb should dominate again in relation to the other pass-catching targets. That includes Elliott and Pollard out of the backfield. So I think CeeDee Lamb, sky's the limit here for him as well. Dak and Lamb would be an excellent season-long stack. It's going to be a very profitable in-game, one-game stack here in a lot of games this season. They're just well-connected. You have a clear number one, and he has just enough support. That's what you're looking for ideally, is that you don't want him to be totally double-teamed and taken out. That's not going to happen. They can scheme Lamb open here. There are enough dangerous other guys, including Schultz, and when Gallup comes back to stretch the field, they're going to have to be worried about him outside. And Lamb, again, that route-running versatility gives a way for the Cowboys to get him open. So I think CeeDee Lamb is going to live up to what we expect. He's going to be a wide receiver one. Again, volume is there. Talent is there. The quarterback is there. The scheme is there. Everything is lined up. And just the pivot away from Amari Cooper here is going to open things up for Lamb. So high on the Cowboys passing game. I still think you'll get solid returns from the Cowboys running game, even though Elliott might be a little bit on the downside a little bit. He's going to still rebound well playing off this passing game and the offensive line, and having Pollard give him just a breather here as the change of pace. So everything is lining up really well for the Cowboys offense. They have very good vibes coming out of the early part of the offseason. They're focused. Everything's familiar for the most part for their principal players here in the Cowboys offense. So looking forward to it. The Cowboys don't have a lot of questions. They don't have many, but a lot of other teams do, and we need to get to those here on Locked On Fantasy Football. Our next team certainly does. That would be the New York Giants. That would be our next team up. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. Now make your second listen to the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. Follow Locked On NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's where you'll also find us on Locked On Fantasy Football. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer with our look at the Dallas Cowboys core questions for fantasy here in 2022. Next time, next team up, New York Giants.